Let me say to you, if you do not know the Lord, if you do not know the Lord, you are setting yourself up to go through torture when that tribulation starts to hit. Because the church is going to go. Remember what he said in Revelation chapter 3. He says, I'm gonna keep you from this. Before the tribulation begins, I'm gonna keep you from this. From this day of tribulation that he's gonna keep us from. If you do not know the Lord, it's a very dangerous area to be in. I urge you this day to come and know him. This is why over and over again, the word of God implores us, go preach the word. And we are to accept these things. These things are pure and holy and righteous. This is what he has for us. This is the story that he has for us to get saved. This is the gospel story. We are in Isaiah chapter 2, and we're going to start reading again from verse 1. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1. The word which Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Now it will come about in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains and will be raised above the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. And many peoples will come and will say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways. He may teach us concerning his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For the law will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he will judge between the nations and will render decisions for many peoples. And they will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and never again will they learn war. So this is a prophecy, and as we talked about last time, this is a prophecy of the messianic kingdom. There is going to be a millennial reign of Jesus here on earth, and during that time, that is what is described here in verses 1 through 4, where Jesus himself takes up the throne in Jerusalem. And we talked about this last time, how the Mount Zion will go up and it will be the highest mountain all around, which means that everything else around it, we read the verse, all the other mountains are going to come down around it. And on that, there will be a big plateau. Depending on which scholar you read, it could be about 7 miles square, or it could be like 50 miles square, something like that. You know, that's a big difference in a small area like that. But anyway, let's say 7 miles square. The top third is going to be the millennial temple, and the sons of Zadok will live, the descendants of Aaron, and specifically the descendants of the priest Zadok, because they were the ones that remained faithful. Below that, you'll have the Levites living that are going to take care of the millennial temple. And then below that, you will have another strip, and that will have the city of Jerusalem. A river will flow forth from the millennial temple east and then south. When it hits Jerusalem, it will divide. Part of it will go over to, it flow to the Mediterranean Sea. The other part will flow into the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea is going to come forth with life, enormous life. It will be the center of the fishing industry for Israel after that. And this is during the millennial reign. This is at the start of the millennial reign. What will happen? Now, prior to the millennial reign, there is going to be 7 years of tribulation that will come upon the earth. And so what we are seeing in the book of Isaiah, he is telling us about the millennial reign. And then later on in this chapter, he is going to tell us about the present day, his present day in Jerusalem, what it was like. So he takes the reader way into the future, way beyond where we are now, into that 1,000 years millennial reign. Then he's going to bring the reader back to his present day and talk about present day Jerusalem, because the prophets were able to see into the future. They would be transported into the future in a vision. And it says in verse 1, he saw or he visioned this. And they would see into the future. And then the other thing that they could do is in their present day, God could give them enormous wisdom and insight regarding the present day. And that's what he's going to do later on in this chapter. And then he's going to go and talk about the tribulation period, the period before the millennial reign. So he's jumping from way out in the millennial reign back to his present day, and then he's going to go to the tribulation period, the 7 years before the millennial reign. You say, what's with this guy? Why doesn't he just tell us chronologically? I mean, wouldn't it just tell me the story from beginning to end, okay? Well, this is actually a very Western idea to tell a story from beginning to end, number one. Number two, many times we watch movies and it will jump to something earlier on, and sometimes it'll say, you know, it'll give you the year that to cue you in that it's jumped back, and sometimes it doesn't. You know, you just got to know. And sometimes you see people in a younger thing, in a younger place. But maybe Isaiah is speaking to us chronologically. Chronologically in the way it came to him. I'll give you an example. I am here teaching in this class. I am 100% focused in what I am going to say to you right now,